Gangamaya ki jai, Jamunamaya ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Go Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the second day of the seminars here in the Holy Dam, Mayapur. So I was thinking that we'd continue with the discussion we were having yesterday about proper consciousness and book distribution. I was reading the Bhagavad Gita not too long ago, and I was reading this chapter, 18th chapter, the section that explains. Mataji, there's an empty here. There's an empty area here. If you'd like to come over here, since there's a good number of you. Oh, Russian. Okay. So make some arrangements so the Mataji can also hear the Russian translation there. So in the 18th chapter, there's a section there that explains the modes of nature. Knowledge and the modes of nature, action, etc. So I was thinking this would be something that we could discuss about book distribution as well. So knowledge in the mode of goodness means that one sees the soul within all bodies, all the human beings and the birds, like you mentioned yesterday. So this is knowledge in the mode of goodness. And knowledge in the mode of passion is when one sees different types of living entities in different bodies. Oh, that person's ugly, or that person's old, or that person won't be interested. We start discriminating according to our mentality. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that without discriminating, we should give Krishna consciousness to others. Of course, if you're distributing and you see some young person and there's an old person that's walking in front, then obviously go to the younger person, since they're more open-minded. But if there's no one there to distribute to, except for someone, maybe elderly or someone who you generally wouldn't give to, then approach that person. I remember I was distributing books once in the airport, and there was no one in the airport. There was no flights, and there's this one businessman coming through the airport, $1,000 suit on. Generally, we don't approach these people. But there was nobody else there. So I approached him and I showed him the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, I'm completely into this. This is so interesting. And I was shocked. He gave a real nice donation, took the Bhagavad Gita. I was so surprised. So we shouldn't discriminate. Try to see the soul in everyone. And of course, sometimes it's difficult, especially when someone is first starting on book distribution. It's hard to have that vision. But as one continues on in book distribution, you get a more of a broader, clearer vision. There was one instance of a devotee who was like his first or second day on book distribution, and he couldn't get anybody to stop and take a book. So he was getting frustrated. Can you turn that down? We're getting too much feedback.
advancement.
Who's are you controlling the sound back there? Yeah? Can you turn it down? There's too much feedback. Huh? Oh, that's making the most noise. Thank you. So this new Sankirtan devotee was struggling, and finally the Sankirtan leader said, well, listen, next person that comes up, just hand him the book and chant Hare Krishna. So he handed the book to the person, and he just started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And it was a lady, and the lady said, excuse me, what did you say? He said, I'm praying to God that you purchase this book. And she said, oh, then I must take it. So there's different methods for distributing books. Prabhu, it's too loud. We're getting way too much feedback. Can you turn it down? It's just way too loud. Why? The fan's not making it. The fans are okay.
I can hear it.
Very little. I mean, yeah, it's the sound, the feedback. So even if it's difficult, then we should push on, continue, get some guidance from seniors, and success will be there. And gradually this understanding of the soul being there within everyone, this understanding, this knowledge in the mode of goodness will become manifest. And then there's knowledge in the mode of passion, or we mentioned that there's action, and there's action in the mode of goodness. And mode of goodness is action which is regulated, which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruits or results. So this is action in the mode of goodness. I'll repeat that. That which is regulated, which is performed without attachment, without love or hatred, and without desire for fruits or results. Srila Prabhupada once said that there's two attachments that go very deep in the heart, very difficult to remove, and that is attachment to the results and sex desire. Very difficult to remove these contaminations. But when we go out on book distribution, these attachments are just placed right in front of our face, and we have to deal with them. We get attached. We want some recognition, or we want some prestige, or we become attracted to the opposite sex. So these are obstacles to having good consciousness. Yesterday we were discussing about how to have good consciousness on Sankirtan. So these are two of the two things that are the most crucial, create the most obstacles on book distribution. So many big book distributors, they're number one in the charts, very successful, but then stop book distribution. Even many times they gave up Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya, he says, Nadanam, Najanam, Pasundaring, Kabitang Vaja, Vidisha Kamaya, Mama Janmani Janmani Sri Bhavatat Bhakti Haitakitvai. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. But all I want is to serve you, birth after birth. So we've had these desires for a very long time, like millions of lifetimes. So to get free of these obstacles, these material attachments, it's not an easy thing, but it's possible. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Manmaya Mamupashita Bhavo Gyarata Pasa Putumud Bhava Magata. Being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me, many, many persons in the past have attained me. So Krishna's kind of encouraging us here in this verse that so many in the past have had these problems, but they've become purified, so we can also get purified. In Miami, where I began my practice of Krishna consciousness, there was a couple of Indians, a husband and wife, who got a book, one of Srila Prabhupada's books, and they very quickly took seriously to Krishna consciousness. And the devotees were very impressed with their sincerity, and actually they created a very big bond with them, very attached to them, very nice devotees. But somehow after about 10 years of practicing Krishna consciousness, the lady, she got cancer. And when she found out that she had cancer, it was too far. Couldn't get free of it. So she accepted that she's on her way out, so she just took more shelter of Krishna. And we were going there, we were visiting, having bhajan there, trying to encourage her. And it got to the later stages of the cancer. We went there one night, and she was about ready to leave her body. It was already late, so we went back to the temple. And after a couple hours after we left, she was there in her bed, and her husband was standing next to her. And she said to him, "Do you see him?" And he said, "Who? Do I see who?" She said, "Krishna. Krishna's standing right in front of me, and he's so beautiful." And then she left her body, went back to God. So it's happening. She was practicing Krishna consciousness for 10 years, and she took seriously, went back to God. So it's possible. We just have to be serious. Be serious about our own Krishna consciousness, and be serious about helping others also advance in Krishna consciousness. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he gave the definition of a brahmana. A brahmana is someone who, when he goes into an area and leaves, when he leaves, it's cleaner than it was when he arrived. This is the definition of a brahmana. So we could use this also on Sankirtan, that when we know there's a lot of ignorance in society, and for a brahmana to just allow this ignorance to go on without trying to rectify it, without trying to do something about it, means that he also he becomes affected by this. Say Prabhupada gave this right here in Mayapur. In the early days, there were a lot of construction going on, building the first buildings. So Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and he walked by this one area, and there was a latrine, a toilet that was packed up, filled with stools. Stools running over the edges. It was just the most disgusting thing you can't imagine. Prabhupada walked by it, and he asked the devotees, "What is this? Why are you allowing this?" And the devotees said, "Prabhupada, the locals here, they don't know that you're supposed to flush the toilet, because they've never flushed a toilet before. They're just usually just pass, so they don't know how to flush a toilet, so that's why it's running over." So Prabhupada said, "That's okay, they don't know better, but why are you allowing this to get like this? Why don't you clean it up?" So he said, "If you see something in the mode of ignorance and you don't try to correct it, you become affected by that mode of ignorance as well." So there's so much ignorance in society. You know, it's all over the place. It's an epidemic. So we know how to correct this ignorance. It's by getting knowledge of Krishna. So if we don't try to correct this this ignorance, then we can also get affected. And Prabhupada also gives the example of King Vena. King Vena was a very demoniac king, like many of the kings we have now in society, presidents, prime ministers. So he was so demoniac that he told the Brahmanas, well, you're like prostitutes, you know, because you're worshipping this, you know, Krishna and all these gods, but don't you know who I am? I'm God. Just worship me. He was a little proud. A little bit of a false ego there. So they were so powerful that they just, by their words, they killed them. It was so offensive. But now they have another problem. Now they, although he was an atheistic rascal king, he was keeping crime down. But now there's no king, so crime became rampant. And just the whole society just became chaos. So the Brahmanas discussed amongst themselves, and they concluded that if we don't do something about the crisis we have now in society, we ourselves will be affected. We'll lose our brahminical tejas if we don't correct this. So Srila Prabhupada, he wanted this society to be a society of brahmanas who can correct the passion and the ignorance which is rampant throughout society. The Varnashram system is that there's the brahmanas, which are the heads, the kshatriyas, they're the arms, the vaishyas, the belly, the sudras, the legs. So the brahmanas, they're supposed to lead society. This is why Prabhupada wanted brahmanas, because there was no leadership. Headless, he used to say, headless society. So what we have is, there's so many sudras, so you have these huge legs, you know, gigantic legs, a lot of vices, so you have this huge belly, huge legs, no kshatriya, so there's no arms, there's no head. So you get a picture of the whole, you know, huge legs, huge belly, no head, you know, no arms. So we're trying to put a head back into society. Not an easy thing. There's so few of us. But something is... there's been some success. All over the world now, actually, I believe there's about 1 million devotees who accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is their Siksha or Diksha Guru. So that's pretty good. Within 40 years... 43 years. Not bad. So while we're engaged in this activity of spreading Krishna consciousness, of trying to mitigate this ignorance, it'll certainly be difficult. But there's a verse by Queen Kunti. She says, Vipita, Santutta, Saswa, Tatra, Tatra, Jigachukra, Bhavato, Darshanyam, Yatsat, Apana, Bhavadarshanam. She says, I pray that these calamities come again and again. Because when calamities come, I take shelter of you, Krishna. And by taking shelter of you, I overcome the repetition of birth and death. So, book distribution is an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. And certainly it's not easy, but it's a glorious activity. We're kind of like the pioneers of Krishna consciousness. It's such a young society. You know, it's going to be around for 10,000, well, about 9,500 years now. 10,000 years from the time of Lord Chaitanya. So now we've gone through 500. So about 9,500 more years. And we're just the beginners. We're the pioneers of this Krishna conscious society. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? The president of the United States now, when he was on his campaign to become president, he was walking around with a pendant of Hanuman in his pocket. So if you're wondering why he became president, I'm sure Hanuman had something to do with it. So, you never know what's going to happen.
How did he get it?
Brigapati Prabhu asked, how did he get it? Obama, he actually grew up in Indonesia, I believe it is, right?
Kenya,
but also he lived some time in Indonesia, which is where they study the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. And he liked both of these books. Then he had one Indian friend who gave him this pendant that he was carrying around. And to this day, he walks around with a necklace of Hanuman around his neck. So, that's pretty amazing. You never know what's going to happen. Just like the way Christianity spread, was that king in Italy. What was his name?
King Constantine.
Constantine, yes. He became a Christian, and that became the religion of the state, of the country, and gradually it spread around. So you never know what's going to happen. So we're just in the beginning stages. And those beginners, those Christians that began spreading Krishna consciousness, I mean, they went through great difficulty. They were thrown to the lions. All they had to do was say, I don't believe in Christ. And they wouldn't throw them to the lions. But they had so much faith and so much love for their guru, Lord Jesus Christ, that they said, no, Jesus is the way. And then because of that, they threw him to the lions. I mean, that's pretty faithful. I mean, think about it. How many of us could do that? You believe in Krishna? Oh, yeah? All right. To the lions. That'd be a big test. Yeah. So they went through great difficulty. But look at the result. Now Christianity is a major religion throughout the world. So with great determination and great faith, we also have to push on the glories of Krishna. And if you think of it, we have so much. The Bible, they have, I mean, the Christianity, they have the Bible. In Judaism, they have the Old Testament. In Islam, they have the Quran. Each of these religions, they have one book, which is giving very little information of God. Very limited. We have the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar, so many books we have, and they're still getting more and more being translated as we speak. So we have a vast amount of information by which people can become purified and understand their position and the position of Krishna, the exalted position of Krishna. So with this understanding, we should, with great determination and patience, go out to preach this Krishna consciousness. So that's action in the mode of goodness. And then action and passion is action which is performed with great effort, seeking recognition. So we spoke about that a little bit. And Prabhupada also mentions in another purport, he says that if someone gives up their duty, their action, because of its troublesome or because of fear, then this is renunciation in the mode of passion. Sometimes people give it up. It's just too difficult. I just can't approach these people anymore. Or fear. But this is renunciation, mode of passion. Now, though it may be troublesome, may be difficult, we should have this determination. And some devotees, that I read that prayer yesterday by Srila Prabhupada, expressing his great determination, his humility. So there's many devotees around the world, before they go out on Sankirtan every day, they read that poem written by Srila Prabhupada when he arrived in America. It just gives the essence of the mood of a preacher. So we can learn so much from the mood of Srila Prabhupada. So then there's duty and goodness, and that is when one performs his duty with determination and enthusiasm, not wavering in success or failure. And there's determination and goodness is that which is steady, which is unbreakable. And then it goes on to say there's happiness in goodness, and that means it's just like poison in the beginning, but like nectar in the end. And it's sometimes like that on book distribution. It's very difficult in the beginning. I remember when I first started distributing books in Miami in 1978, it was so difficult. So difficult. I was just like suffering out there. So difficult. But I knew how important book distribution was, so I continued. And then when I got back one day, I read this verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Yang hinavyati antyete purusang purusarstapa samadukha sukhamdiram somatadvaya kalpate. It's the first verse I ever learned to help me in my book distribution. Krishna says that one who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. So someone might ask, well, what does it mean to be steady in both success and failure, happiness and distress? What is the difficulty to continue on in happiness when there's success? Well, sometimes when there's success can actually be the stepping stone to failure. Where they say pride comes before the fall. I remember I was distributing books again in Miami, and one devotee, he got a nice donation from one person. And after he got the donation, he started dancing. He was experiencing so much happiness from getting a big donation. He just started dancing in the airport. Of course, he didn't last very long in book distribution. So we shouldn't be affected also when there's success. Start thinking that, oh, now I'm successful. Now I got it down. Now I know how to do it. No. By the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can have some success. So we have to always see it like that. Krishna's the doer. This is another thing that a Sankirtan devotee realizes as we continue, that I'm not the doer. Everything is going on by the arrangement of Krishna. So I thought we could also discuss a little bit about the methods of book distribution. Does somebody have a watch that I can borrow just so I can get it? Thank you. So we have many methods now. In the beginning, there was only one method. Do I have to push anything, or is this going to stay on? Okay. So in the beginning, book distribution was just basically going out door to door, actually. This is the beginning of book distribution, just going door to door. And actually, this is the beginning even in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, when he told Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to go out and preach Krishna consciousness. And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur was going door to door, and they were saying, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Yes. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Then chant Krishna, worship Krishna, follow the instructions of Krishna. So that was the first door to door team in our ISKCON society. Yes. So here we have God, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling God, Lord Nityananda, to go out and preach. So they were setting, he was setting the precedent. So this is still going on door to door. In San Jose, California, Vaisheshika Prabhu and many of the devotees there are going door to door. I was just in Fiji, Suva, we were going door to door. There's a lot of Muslims in Fiji. So you know that, so generally when you go to Muslims, it's very difficult for them to take books, except for Mona Mangal Prabhu. He's our Muslim champion on book distribution. So the way you know whose house is a Hindu's house in Fiji is they have a long stick about 5 meters high, and on top of the stick is Hanuman. Hanuman is on the top of the flag there of Hanuman. So we're going door to door, distributing books to the... Actually, it was quite nice. Can we shut that off, possibly? Thank you. So, door to door, this is actually becoming more and more popular around the world as I'm going around. Then we have the smart boxes. Srila Prabhupada once said that we should tax our brains on how to distribute more books. So Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's probably the personification of taxing the brain on how to distribute more of Srila Prabhupada's books. These smart boxes, they're about this big, like this. There's a stack of books there, and there's a container there that has a lock, and people put Lakshmi in it. And you go to a store and you ask for permission to leave this box on their counter. So they have about 40 of these boxes around the San Jose area. And devotees, they take charge of these boxes. Once a week they go back and they put more books in, they take Lakshmi out. So they're very good for book distribution. The boxes are very patient. They're very tolerant. Very easy going book distributors. Just sit there and wait. Thousands and thousands of books are being distributed in this way. Boston, they're also doing it. There's other areas around America where they're distributing with the smart boxes. Also, they have he started this thing called the Weekend Warriors, where householders who are working, they can only go out on weekends, so they go out and distribute books, and they get so much ecstasy from book distribution, they're lamenting that the weekend is over and they have to go back to their material job. And then they also have the Mahasankirtan Festival, which is once a month, when all the devotees go out on book distribution. I asked him how many people he had going out at one time. He said they had 240 devotees going out at one time. So the congregational book distribution is happening. I encourage all of you to try to get it going in your areas, because we know it's an ecstatic service. All the GBC members, except for one, was a book distributor. And the sannyasis also, all the sannyasis were book distributors. And I've spoken to them about their experiences, and they, without exception, they say that they got their determination and their qualities of Krishna consciousness came from book distribution. So we shouldn't deprive other members of our society of this wonderful activity. We should encourage everyone as much as possible to take up this book distribution. He has this saying, Vaisheshika Prabhu, he says, a lot of people doing a little adds up to a lot. Or they have the saying, many hands lifting weight makes it lighter. Yeah. What is that saying?
Many hands make light work.
Many hands make light work. So if you have a lot of people doing it, it's much easier, you know? And you feel the camaraderie, you know, you feel the family mood. Just like somebody said yesterday, that when the whole temple went out, you just felt like you're really a part of a wonderful society, everybody working together. And Prabhupada said, this is the way our movement will continue, by cooperation. So important. He said, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with one another. And this is this book distribution, because we know it's so pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. We know that this is something that we could all do, and we know Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. Everybody will be pleased. It's like the Harinam. Everybody is pleased by the Harinam. Right? So Prabhupada said, Harinam and book distribution, they should go on together like two rails on a track. Harinam and book distribution, very important. One time Prabhupada was on a train, and there was an advertisement for the railway company. And the advertisement was, just keep the wheels rolling. Just keep the wheels rolling. Don't stop. So we should have that mood. Just keep the wheels rolling. Just keep the book distribution going. Just like the British, they used to say that the sun never sets on the British Empire. So can't say that about that empire now, but you can say it about book distribution. Right now, books are being distributed. And throughout the 24 hours, books are being distributed on this planet. Every 3 seconds, there's a book being distributed. I think it was a 3 or 7, something like that. Anyway, so many books are being distributed, at least every minute. We know that. So, by our cooperating this way, more and more books will go out. So auspicious. So, of course, you're all familiar also with the Shastra Dan. This is another very successful way to distribute books. Some people, they're too shy to go out and distribute books themselves, or they're too busy or something, so they can donate. Mahatattva is very successful with this in Los Angeles and Miami. He gets about $70,000 a year donated for books. Haribo. Now I have to raise my voice. No, it's okay. Haribo, sorry, Bo. Haribo. 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 I got a good enough voice. I can talk. It's okay. So this Shastra Dan is actually very successful also in Europe. In many places in Europe, devotees are picking up this Shastra Dan. So this is something that could be done at all temples, because there's always some devotees that want to help out in book distribution, but they just don't have the time, or they don't have the determination to do it. So try to encourage others in this activity, and this is another very successful. These are activities that work, that have been found to work in many places around the world. So take note of this. So another thing is factory sales, which is pretty much only done here in India. It was being done in Russia. They still do it in Russia? Not so much. Here in India, they do huge amounts of books at factories, where they just go in there and they show them to the workers, and they take the books, and then they get the money from the management, and then it's taken out of their paycheck. So they do hundreds of thousands of books like this in India. Maybe there's other places. It was a huge success in Russia also at one time. Anurdesha Bapu, who still distributes books, right? Yeah, he was very successful with this in Russia. Srila shopping mall, book distribution. This is also big around the world. I think everywhere, all around the world, people go to shopping malls. Of course, this is one-on-one book distribution, which is the best way, actually, a very personal way to distribute books. And you can get, if you meet nice people, you can get their contacts. That's another thing I want to discuss about contact sankirtan. Now with the internet, it's so easy to keep in contact with people. Recently I got a letter from one student who I've been cultivating. He got a Bhagavad Gita from me just before I came to India. And he's asking very nice questions. He told me, finally, I've met someone that's on the same page as me. I've finally come across a philosophy that believes the same thing I believe. So there's people out there that are looking for the absolute truth. Yeah. And when we meet very nice people, make sure you get their email. Stay in contact with them. Yeah. It's so easy now to cultivate people. Yeah. Something that is kind of interesting in England, they have this program called Meet the Monks. Have you ever heard of that? This is where the devotees go around to a certain town, about five of them, and they meet people and they invite them to a hall in that town. And they tell them it's called Meet the Monks. Come and meet all the monks. A bunch of devotees go there and a lot of people show up actually. They invite them over and they have the kirtan, a lecture, and one of the monks goes up there and he explains how he came to Krishna consciousness. So it's quite interesting for people. I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I don't know about you, but I meet a lot of people. I tell them I'm a monk. They'd say, "Oh, this is the first time I ever met a monk." Yeah, isn't it? I meet people like that a lot. So it's pretty far out thing for people. And this way, the people, they come to the hall and they have a nice impression, nice prasadam, a lecture, and get a very nice impression. They leave their email there on the table and keep in contact. People are becoming devotees now through that program. It's something that can also take place in other places. It's only happening in England. Now we have this international gathering. Maybe some of us can also pick up this mood that's there in England with the Meet the Monks. Another thing that we do, I don't know if you could do it in other places, but in America we have a huge way of distributing books. It's concerts. Going to concerts and distributing books there. Very successful. We distribute thousands and thousands and thousands of books at the concerts. I remember I was distributing books once at a concert, and this one person came up to me and he said, "Hey, you want a ticket for the next show?" I said, "No, that's okay. We already have our tickets." Yeah. So then he saw me about 15 minutes later. He forgot that he'd already seen me. "Hey, you want to buy a ticket?" I said, "No, it's okay. But I have a ticket for you. I have a ticket for you back to the spiritual world, where there's no death, no old age, no disease, no problem, no anxiety. No money problem, no problem, no anxiety." He said, "Oh yeah, how much are you asking for it?" I said, "Well, today it's a discount. Whatever you want to give." He gave $20 and took a Bhagavad Gita. And another, I met a devotee one time. I said, "So how did you become a devotee?" He said, "I was at a concert. And I was just standing there talking to some friends. And this book came down and landed in my hands." And he's thinking, where'd that come from? So he just, of course, what happened was somebody got the book and they just like, "Yeah, I'm not interested," and just threw it up in the air. It wasn't ready for him, but it was ready for somebody else, and this person became a devotee. Extraordinary way to become a devotee. So, yeah, the concert, at one point in America, we had about 25 devotees going around in 6 vans going to the concerts. So ecstatic. And now this summer, I think there's going to be about, 3 vans going around? Something like that. Parameshwar is here. 4 vans. All right. Hey, it's increasing. Very good. So they're going to do the thousands and tens of thousands of books. The concert. And all over the world, there's concerts. In Europe, there's so many concerts also. So that's another way to distribute books. Because this is where there's so many concentrated youth that take Prabhupada's books very easily. So another thing is the full set distribution, which is happening in many places. New Zealand, they were very successful selling full sets. There's some devotees in New Zealand, they go out on Sankirtan with full sets, and sometimes they sell them just right there. People that you just meet, you know, person to person on the street, find some interested person. You like to read a lot? You're into spirituality? All right, let me show you this here. You know, show them the whole 18-volume set. All right, yeah, this is good. All right, yeah, I'll take it. You know, write out a check or go get some money out of the ATM. So these are some ways that devotees are distributing books, different methods. So maybe I'll stop now and ask for, maybe there's some question about book distribution, and we can give it to Bhatti Prabhu to take over. Any question? Yes. How do we distribute books at concerts? Actually, I was meaning to do some demonstration on book, some practical demonstration. We have some concert book distributors here now, Parameshwar, Chandrasekhar Choi. Why don't you guys come up here and show them how to distribute books at a concert? These guys are stalwart book distributors. Or maybe Brigapati, Chandrasekhar looks a little reluctant. You want to do it, Chandra? Yeah, the whole demonstration on how to distribute books at a concert. Chandrasekhar, Parameshwar and you. So here, use the microphone. Stand up. Is it on?
Cars as they approach. Are you driving up?
Brigapati is driving up.
You're
in a car.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Glad you made it. These are books that teach people about yoga meditation. People just give a donation. They help out also. That's my fast approach, actually. This is a longer approach. It's hard to remember. Actually, in the concerts, like there's so many people, I go around and see. Last summer, somebody's just walking real fast. I just put it. These are books that teach people about yoga meditation. People just give a donation. They help out also. And then you get up like hundreds of these. And they say no, no problem, nice guy. Get it right so they take it. There's books that teach people about yoga meditation. People just give a donation to help others. Just like I said, 3,000 times a day. Like a lot of books go out. We distributed about, 20,000 books last summer.
Because at the concerts, a lot of people are in a hurry, and it's kind of tough to, you can't spend a lot of time with them. So it's got to be, you got to be quick. And a lot of the books are actually distributed as the cars are coming up. We approach them. We go to them at their window, right when they pull up. So that's pretty. You want to show your style? Or is it pretty much the same? Or?
Concert? I pretty much say the same thing whether I'm at a concert or at the airport or going to a school or going shop to shop in some particular neighborhood. I start off with a compliment, like if I were approaching somebody who looked like that, I said, "Sir, I like the shaved head, St. Barbara." Arizona, where are you from? I'm going to check it out. This is on meditation and yoga. And it's a lot more than just the bending and the stretching. I'll show you this real quick. I immediately turn to the pictures. I just look, kind of what the book is on. You know, the one with the man with the bull's head and the bull with the man's head. I said, this is a picture about karma. And you know, it's a pretty shocking picture. I mean, I only think like one person in 100 gets really freaked out. Mostly they're very fascinated by it. I just explained to Melissa, it's a man with a bull's head and a bull with a man's head. And it's just showing how the roles get reversed. You know, how the kind of things we do affect us in the future. And they seem to be, you know, pretty cool with that. And then I turn to changing bodies, and I show them that picture and say, this picture is showing how we're more than just a material body, how the spiritual essence continues even after the body's finished. Straight philosophy. And then I turn to that picture of the yogi meditating on the super soul. And I said, this is a picture of the yogi meditating. Don't worry if you can't sit like that. It's not very important because he's sitting in a full lotus. You know, so I make a little joke. I said, don't worry if you can't sit like that. It's not very important. And then I ask him what their name is. What's your name? Give it a picture. Doing a publisher's promotion. We're distributing what's left of 50,000 copies that were printed earlier in the year, which is exactly true because that's, you know, it says so we begin to use them. And we just ask people to give a donation. Did you give a donation to help out? And I just, you know, Prabhupada said try to distribute the book on the merit of the book. So I just basically try to, you know, have a good sadhana in the morning and just try to distribute the book on the merit of the book by, you know, giving them the philosophy. And a few compliments and a few jokes. Just like try to keep it simple like that. And it usually seems to work pretty well.
Okay. Does anybody here have a Bhagavad Gita on them? No? I was going to show you how I distribute a Bhagavad Gita, but I guess I could do it the same way. Yeah.
So this is where I distribute Bhagavad Gita.
Excuse me. Are you from Nade?
Check this out. Yeah, show it. This is a book on wisdom, and it teaches the art of inner happiness, higher emotions. And it shows. See, the Prabhupada said that a lot of the pictures, because people are attracted to art. You see, here we used to have a child's body. Eventually, have an old body. The soul's just cruising through. So I show them like that. And then I explain about the. What doesn't happen? The one that they like the most is the five senses and the forces. So I explain to them. This shows how the senses are representing the horses. The reins is the mind. The driver is the intelligence. The chariot is the body. And the passenger is the soul. And the soul is just saying, oh, slow down, chill out, take it. So people really like that. I met one student. After I distributed it to him, I saw him about a year later. He told me that he cut that picture out and he pasted it on the wall right next to his bed. He said, when I wake up in the morning, I look at that and I understand, all right, this is the situation. So then I also show karma. Then I just tell them I'm a monk, and we help a lot of people, and we print books, and we just ask for donations.
So of course there's many things that you can say to distribute books. I remember I was distributing once, and the guy said, "Nah, I'm not interested." So I said, I pointed to my head, and he said, "Up here, you're not interested. But here, you're very interested." And he just paused for a few seconds, and then he said, "All right, you got me. How much do you want for it?" So there's many things that we could say. Sometimes when you get real fired up, you can just say all kinds of stuff. There's one book that has Narada Muni in it. So you see this person here? This is Narada Muni. He travels around the universe chanting Hare Krishna. How do you like that? It's like, wow, that's far out, And he takes the book, So there's just like all kinds of things that you could say to distribute Prabhupada's books. And I show them, sometimes I show them a picture of Krishna. He's playing the flute. See, this is God. He plays the flute, and he's really good at playing the flute. So, wow, God plays the flute. That's great. So there's all kinds of things. But of course, you get so many things also from reading Prabhupada's books. You can get things. Do you want to? Yeah. You want to? Yeah.
Well, one thing that's quite important is eye contact. And a story that illustrates this took place back in the 1980s or 70s in the airports in America. Many, many soldiers would walk through the airport, and still do today. And book distributors would jump on them and distribute books to them. And they were easy targets because they're intimidated and they're used to saying yes to authorities. So I heard that at one point so many soldiers were getting books that when the soldiers would be in the airplane landing in the airport, the sergeant, the general, in the airplane would take the microphone and would make an announcement. When you're going to land in the airport, there's going to be some Hare Krishnas there trying to sell you their books. Now, whatever you do, do not look at them in the eyes. True story. So the eye, especially the center of the eye, is the window to the soul. And when a devotee fixes someone in the pupil, in the eye, and does not let go, then his or her entire Krishna consciousness gets transmitted into that person's soul. And Paramatma takes over. It's very important.
So now I'm going to go back to say something.
Just one extra.
Wait. You gotta wait.
Just one additional thing on this, methods point about methods. Sometimes people, they'll say, they'll say, "I'm a Christian," as if to, and they say it in such a way that, well, that's something that prevents me from taking this book, doesn't it? And in years past, that always used to be like a stumbling block for me. I'd think, oh, well, that's that, it's the end of that sale, so to speak. But now I just, for the last year or two, I've had a Krishna just revealed to me a way to deal with that. I just say, oh, great. And, well, this book, we're Christians too. Because actually Prabhupada said in Denver in 1975, we're the real Christians. And I don't just leave it at that. Then I opened the Bhagavad Gita to chapter 11. The last purport in chapter 11 is a little section where it says, there are many examples in history, in the history of the world, of devotees who sacrificed their life for the spreading of God consciousness. The favorite example is Lord Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his life for the spreading of... He sacrificed his life. I can't remember now. I've said it so many times. But anyway, it says that there's a little section there where it talks about Jesus Christ. And there's just about two or three sentences. Maybe I'm missing just one sentence there. And I just read it to him. I open to that and I read it to him out loud. And I'd say about half the time after reading them that, they go, oh, well, okay, I guess this is something I could read. And they take the book. So if we really study whatever book we're distributing carefully, we could probably find things right from within the book. I mean, Prabhupada deals with so many things, for instance, just in the Bhagavad Gita. If we really know the Bhagavad Gita well, or whatever book we're distributing very well, we could probably pull out lines right from that book which would counter people's objections. So that's just on that point about distributing the books, methods. Yeah, go ahead. That's in the, it's the last purport of, in the 11th chapter. Last purport.
Okay, so can anybody guess what I have in this bag?
Huh? Surprise.